of turning against my fellow man, or picket the white people, what done put me on my feet. I don't like it. And when the government started these white people to call them the Negroes Mr. and Ms. Nigger, that just ruined them. Mm-hmm. It's ruined them. I don't let them call it to me. I went to the white town to pull off the white lady. Mr. I could tell them anything. Come here with me, I raised them like you have been treated like an angel all the time, but they ain't calling it dumb and I don't want it now. They took care of me and still do it. What would I do if I wasn't getting these little social security checks? Mm-hmm. Ain't no Negro getting them, John. They built this other tower up there for poor, cut, old folks to go there and have a home and relax. But the Negroes, white folks don't pay no attention to them. They go on and do for us. They were walking around up and down there with signs on the back, not to build that place for us poor colored people. Our color. Well, he was to one another than the white people is to it. Then they're always talking about the white. And getting the money. Waiting for them. They won't open up a hospital. You see them doctors? This new hospital they got out there is 10 miles out on a wheel road. My doctor moved his office out there. That's Benity. Them young doctors come in from north. And they got their training here. They didn't ask the university to give them a job or go to the veteran hospital for jobs. Let them the Linwood Hospital or Oliver General. I kept that paper a long time. And they ain't got nobody's name on that hospital. You go there, you know what the name is up there? Doctor's Hospital. Mm-hmm. They ain't got it in one's name. And they working their own doctors and their own nurses. They borrowed so many $1,000s and built that hospital. And the colored people could do it too. Well, the white man don't give us what they don't do. Well, the government school your children. Buy the books. Furnish everything. Then when they get graduated, the white man got to give them a job. Our color ain't doing nothing for us. That man in there over that mantelpiece, that's the only Negro. Now, he bought this and turned it over to old folks' home and left the monies to pay the bills and things.
Who was that?
John. If you notice, you see his name.
Yeah, I saw that.
John, old folks home. Well, now, we don't pay no rent. Uh-huh. There's nobody here but me and I and an old drunken man. He the cause of that's done up there. Uh-huh. I don't know why Wallace, he's the secretary over there. And I don't know why he let him stay here. He's just a drunkard. He breaks and tears up. He cusses and goes on. He's no good. His family deserted him. He wouldn't feed his children. His wife left him. Because some folks had to take care of him. And he's no good. Now, if I was the head of it, I wouldn't rent to them. I wouldn't let them kind of people come in here. Mm-hmm. John don't want it that way. He didn't leave it for that. But Wallace says he's broke the bathroom upstairs 3-4 times. Bust the tank. He can't hear good. He can't read. He wear hearing aid. He can't read. He can't write. Can't dial a telephone. But yet he can cuss and drink liquor and gamble. And he don't appreciate nothing you do for him. I knocked his head off here one day. But he cussed me. He plastered on his back. Giving him food. And called the police to go there and get in that door up there to see what they had that day. Because he drinks whiskey and then eats sodas. Well, I don't know why he ain't there. But I don't know why I was going to put him out. Well, now I'm stopping now.